Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Baie boodskappe in op die WhatsApp lyn hier oor 'n groot ongeluk op die N1 Suid net voor John Foster Eiland se afrit. Dit vertraag ook die verkeer aan die ander kant van die snelweg en in Pretoria is daar 'n stilstaande motor op die N1 Suid net voor Rigel Lane.
Die minister van verdediging, Angie Motshekga, het ander politieke partye se aantuigings dat Suid-Afrikaanse weermaglede in die DRK nie goed genoeg toegerus is nie, ontken, sy die media toegespreek by die kabinet Legotla wat in Pretoria plaasvind.
None of the generals told me that they've run out. We reinforced because we felt because of the intensity, it is very risky.
Anastasie Mokgobo het om 6 uur meer besonderhede hieroor. Intussen het die kantoor van die Israëlse eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu bevestig dat Israël 'n lys ontvang het van die volgende groep gijslaars in Gaza wat môre deur Hamas terugbesorg gaan word aan die land. In 'n verklaring sê die minister dat meer besonderhede verskaf sal word wanneer die families gekontak is. Nou die JSE het vandag hoofsaaklik sterker gesluit. Die rand het so te sê onverander verhandel teen die Amerikaanse dollar. En Renier van Self van Efficient Private Clients sê die goudprys bly ook hoofsaaklik dieselfde, maar hoekom?
Terwyl markdeelnemers wag op die FSA se rentekoersbesluit later vanaand. Nou die fokus daarso is ook op president Donald Trump se handelsbeleide, veral te midde van nuwe tariefdreigemente. En dan het Anglo American die verkooptransaksie van sy 33% aandeelhouding in die Jalemba groep vir sowat 1.6 miljard Australiese dollars voltooi.
Nou daar is wat jy daar gehoor het, is een van die dag se grootstes wat maatskappy nuus betref.
Volgens die terme van die transaksie het Anglo American 1.4 miljard Australiese dollars ontvang, boonbehalwe die 228 miljoen Australiese dollars wat reeds ontvang is, wat die totale kontant opbrengs tot 1.6 miljard Australiese dollars vat.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R18.68, 'n euro R19.42, 'n pond staan op R23.18. Goud verhandel teen $2,757.72 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie staan op $77.18 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, weer nuus om 6.
It's sports time brought to you by Superbet. Know your sport better than anyone else. Prove it at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some cricket news. Former Australian skipper and now certified legend Steve Smith was unbeaten on 104 in the first test against Sri Lanka in goal. And in doing so, the Australian passed 10,000 runs, becoming the 15th man to do so in history, joining fellow Aussies Alan Border, Steve Waugh and Ricky Ponting. Opener Usman Khawaja was also unbeaten. He was on 147 when the Baggy Greens were on 330 for 2 and stumps were drawn on day one. And in terms of live cricket, there is a SA20 match that's happening at the moment. It's my Cape Town up against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. And well, it's still early days indeed, but after the first over by Kagiso Rabada, well, my Cape Town chose to bowl first, and it's still just one without loss, just one run getting scored of that first over. Warren Gatland's Wales have been boosted by the return of three frontline players as they prepare to take on France in the Six Nations opener. Winger Josh Adams, fullback Liam Williams and lock Dedit Jenkins, well, they're all back in the mix for the Dragons. Gatland says that while his charges have been written off for the Six Nations, the mood remains positive among the players. Olympic champion Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the Davis Cup tie against Denmark with the same hamstring injury that forced him to retire in the Australian Open semi-final match against Alexander Zverev. And Peter Musimane has parted ways with Iranian club Esteghlal, and that was over unresolved salary issues as both parties tried to resolve the issue. No agreement could be reached with Musimane and his technical staff leaving the club with immediate effect.